Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year, man. Bob, the Christmas holiday is behind us. We've got the new year squarely in the scope, and we're going to see what we can do about talking you through a little bit of what to grill on New Year's, as well as a few other things, maybe some good beverages to drink as well. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show, the Grilling Guys. The smokiest show on the airwaves, as far as I can tell, Jop.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great Christmas and also a good time to use up a few more of those Better Maids. My wife's family is all in right now.
Right.
And they're all from the Detroit market.
Yep.
So they all grew up on Better Maid, and that's how I got to acquire the taste for
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
So they were pretty thrilled with the array. They showed up Thursday afternoon. Daughter Maggie got married.
Right.
Thursday, and had a reception downtown Grand Rapids. And so they're all hanging around. It's like a four-day Jabor Christmas. So,
and there's a lot of them, too.
It was nice. Yeah, there's 10 kids in that family.
Where are they staying? Are
we
they
need more Better Maid. If you're listening out there, Better Maid, we're running out of chips desperately.
Bob's feeding family. Yeah, they're all fighting over
they're
the crumbs right now.
They're chip-eating freaks, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're good, man. And the cool thing is Better Maid has lots and lots of varieties of stuff. I'm a pork rind guy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like me some pork rinds.
Me, too. I could eat bags
right?
of
and,
them.
Yeah, drinking
and
beer.
And they fit my diet.
Drinking beer. And yeah, they do, because there's nothing to them. Right? Just hog skin. Ain't no big deal.
Better than the sawdust I'm eating.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, Bob, over the Christmas, I couldn't mention it before the holiday, but the week before Christmas, I had a really cool opportunity, and this doesn't happen very often because we're just not that big of a deal. But we had a super
Says
fan.
You.
We had a super fan, and he reached out to me on behalf of a super fan, this guy's future son-in-law, and maybe he's engaged by now, I don't know. But
is that a thing, super fan?
Yeah, well, he described his father-in-law-to-be as a guy that really enjoys our show.
Nice.
Okay, and his name is Greg, and he's over in Saginaw, and he owns a brewery called The Oracle.
Heard of it.
Okay, and this guy, Alex Benarek from Grand Rapids, is going to marry... Someday. I tried to pin him down. He got a little red in the face.
Uh-oh.
But his intention is he's in love with Greg's daughter.
Get her okay. done, buddy.
Right.
Come on.
Get her done, Alex.
Go
Come on
buy
now.
The ring.
Make her an loud. Honest woman, right? But anyway, he wrote a very nice letter. I was touched by it, and he just said, hey, Greg is a big fan of the show. He talks about stuff that he learns on your show all the time,
how
and
cool.
he teaches us how to grill.
That's so
right?
cool. And I love that story.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
When you hear that, it makes
so
all this worthwhile.
He said, is there something that maybe I could get him with your logo on it or something? And I'm like, man.
Yeah, we've got this excursion.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so I came up with just a shirt. It's no big deal.
No. That's a very cool shirt. I had the matching.
Right.
We were a couple when we got those.
Right, yeah. But anyway, I gave him a shirt. And, you know, I just hope they had a very Merry Christmas, because I'm going to tell you right now, that made my holidays that
oh, yeah.
just somebody went
oh,
out
yeah.
of his way to get somebody in his family
yeah.
that something that they knew would be special for them.
Oh,
that's what it's all
nice.
About, man.
How nice.
Yeah. So
and you're
a,
right. We're not
experience.
That big a deal. But
right.
to some people, they really love listening to the show. That's why we have so many people podcasting.
Right.
You can podcast this show if you go to thegrillingguys.com and look at the top right corner. There's a headset. Click on it. We'll send this to your phone or your iPad or whatever you like, your device, for free. It's the best deal on Al Gore's interweb.
Right. Yeah. So the holidays are behind, is that a word?
It is.
Halfway,
it is bigly.
Halfway behind us, and we're looking squarely at the New Year's Eve festivities.
Bigly.
And, right. And I, you know, if you're a grilling guy and you're either invited or you're hosting, it's the time to perform when you've got all the people over. And like you said, you got 40 people at your place. What are you cooking for them?
Is this when you're doing a little tap dance when you start performing? Get the top hat out?
Maybe you're Stormy on and you're out at the grill and you've got a cold beer in your hand, and they're looking to say, oh, you're the grilling guy. What's coming off this grill?
I got shut down. I was ready to do first of all, we normally have like 70 of those Jabors show up, and it's dwindling. They're all getting older, and the kids don't want to come or whatever. There's only 40 of them this year.
Was that all?
So good thing we doubled the size of our house. They get hotel rooms. Right. They all rent the same place, the courtyard on 28th Street, I think. Yeah. So stay away from there. There's going to be the smell of kibbe tonight, I'm pretty sure. But I was going to do prime rib. And my wife, being as frugal as she is, she goes, no, it's too expensive. I'm going, come on, Sobe has great prices on prime. Let me. No. She shut me down. And Emily and Maggie,
right,
they collaborate against me all the time now.
Well, I think I might be a little bit to blame for that, because you just dumped some cash at Standard Kitchens and redid that whole kitchen.
No, you're not.
I can understand the budget,
brother. You're not to blame at all. You guys did, you gave us a great price, a great deal on that kitchen. I could never – nobody could beat that, I'm sure. So either way, I was shut down on the prime rib. So I had to go see Tim Sobe, hat in hand. I brought him his Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
And said, buddy, I'm sorry, I got to cancel the prime rib order, but I still need the 300 pounds for my church in January, we're good there.
Yeah, right.
But so Emily and Maggie and Maureen have all collaborated against me to say we're having a pasta bar. All we want from you, old man, is Italian sausage and chicken.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered some skinless, boneless chicken breasts instead.
Right.
And then, I'm buying your Italian sausage. Right. I'm stealing it out of your garage freezer.
Yeah, that latter part, because I inquired about that for you, and it's not available.
You did?
I did, and it's not available.
So it wasn't really yours.
Oh, I have it. I have it, but I have to sell you. No, check that. I got to give you mine.
I'm going to get you more. I'm
going
to go to Sobe's. He's got great Italian sausage.
Because
it's no big deal.
I have a young lady that works with me who is of Italian heritage, and her family makes sausage, and I bought some. So that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, you're going to have to buy it, because I'm not giving you my good stuff.
So last week I went to Old Nation because I have a customer in Williamston.
What's Old Nation?
It's the number 4 brewing company in Michigan right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped in and saw Travis Fritz. He's going to come on in the next segment. But I just had to – because I have a great client in Williamston.
Okay.
I have to stop and see Travis.
Right. Yeah, you work for Williams. So, no, you don't. It's Carrier.
It's Carrier Great
Lakes.
Right, yeah. So he gave me this Electron Brown, and there's a big poster – when you go in there now, depending on where you're listening, he's all the way out to the East Coast now. This place is blowing up. So if you're in Atlantic City on WOND, thanks for tuning in. And you're going to see M43 on your shelves of your beer store like within the next couple weeks.
That's like a road name, the letter M and then a dash and a 43.
And we're big on that stuff in Michigan.
Right, yeah. Well, that's where you can find your way to the brewery, right?
That's actually a good point.
Right.
Because they're on M43.
Duh.
I would have never thought of that. So anyway, Travis is coming on. So I ended up grilling.
Chicken and sausage.
Actually, I didn't grill it yet. I'm doing it today. The chicken's marinating. It's that chicken marinade recipe I gave you maybe a week or two ago. But it's a wonderful balsamic in oil and spice. And then I threw some pesto in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mouth's watering right now. I cannot wait to get it. But for the Nurmico party last weekend, I made some jerky, and I still don't have a deer, but I got a couple days left. I used this cubed round steak that I have a ton of from that cow I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big Swiss steak guy. Made wonderful jerky. Let's talk to our buddy Travis Fritz at Old Nation next segment.